Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by TUS Student Union President-elect Niall Nocton. Hi, Niall. How are you today?
I'm good, Claire. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks. So obviously, when it comes to the Students Union, Niall, and any of our listeners who might be tuning in today are probably wondering, what is the Students Union and obviously what do they do for students? So do you want to talk to me a little bit about the role of the Students Union?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose the Students' Union is a vital part to students and their time here on campus. Mm-hmm. So the Students' Union is an independent, autonomous and democratic organisation which is run by the students, for the students.
Perfect.
So the Students' Union, I suppose, is a fundamental representational and supportive body for our students. And we are the people who represent the voice of our students on boards and committees such as Governing Body, Academic Council, multiple committees and subcommittees within the university.
Brilliant.
So I suppose what the Students' Union thrive to do is ensure that the students' voice is at the very heart of every key decision-making process within the university. And we amplify the voice of the students. We provide students with support, guidance, information on so many things relating to education and welfare. And as well as that, we run so many different fun events and campaigns throughout the year for students, I suppose, to enhance and benefit their student experience here at TUS.
I think something you mentioned there as well, Niall, is the events that you run. They're always a great way for students to get involved with the Students' Union and get enhanced in the student experience itself. So obviously we have different officers within the Students' Union. So do you want to talk to me about the different officers that are kind of maybe based in the Midlands and the Midwest, because obviously the TUS Students' Union represents both campuses and you yourself as the president-elect will be in charge of both. So do you want to talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a load of officers.
Yeah.
our officers have different key roles and responsibilities within the Students' Union. So our operational structure has become very, very diverse and representational since becoming a technological university Students' Union. We now currently have 9 full-time executive officers and 8 part-time officers spanning across our cross-regional structure, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
The president of the Students' Union is, I suppose, the chief spokesperson and team lead of the union. Then there are 2 deputy presidents for both the Midlands and the Midwest region who oversees and leads the work of the union in the region, supporting our vice presidents.
Perfect.
So then our vice presidents, then we also have a deputy president for postgraduate affairs, which is, I suppose, a new representational role. It's a full-time role that represents all postgraduate students in TUS and runs campaigns in relation to postgraduate needs.
Excellent, excellent.
So then we have 5 vice presidents. The vice presidents will carry out the functions which are defined within their titles, including the strategic development of services in their field relating to their education, welfare, equality, events, engagement, so on and so forth for the students. So in terms of the Vice President for Education, who has education within their titles, will be responsible for academic elements of college, such as running educational campaigns, offering support with fees, with grants, any academic issues, and will be a member of the Education Working Group. So a Vice President then with welfare within their role, are responsible for everything welfare related, such as the non-academic elements, really, to put it in a nutshell. This would include mental, sexual, physical health, student safety and student accommodation. Then we have our part-time officer roles, which are obviously students who are attending college, but are also working within the Students' Union on a part-time basis. So we have a student experience part-time officers. We have equality, diversity, inclusion officers. We have 2 lifelong learning officers and 2 international officers spanned across our campus. So I suppose we all have our own key roles and responsibilities to ensure that there is a high level of representation and support given to every student here at TUS.
Excellent. So Niall, I think it's really important as well to talk about what services do the SU offer for students. So when you're talking about all of those roles, maybe a little bit more in detail, what do all of these roles actually do, and what is the service that she offers to students themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Students' Union is so diverse when it comes to providing services. So like we're often referred to as a gateway service for students. Okay. Our first key service we provide would be support and guidance, which is our number one, really. Often students are kind of unaware of what support they require, whether they are struggling with their mental health or having issues with their studies. The Students' Union are there to offer guidance and support, and I suppose lead the students too in the right direction and link them up with the relevant stakeholders, essentially. The Students' Union provide so much more other services. We offer free condoms, free lube, sanitary products, which are really, really important to students definitely. As well. So don't ever be stuck by any means. Another key service we provide to students in need is the Student Hardship Fund, which is an emergency fund that we can offer students if they're ever financially struggling in their time here too. So which is it's a very, very good fund and it's vital to have as well.
Excellent.
We are also offering support as well around student accommodation and accommodation rights, because often students find that aspect of college starting off extremely difficult. But moving out of home can be exciting but yet daunting. So we're here to make sure the students are supported along that journey and that they settle in nicely within their student accommodation. We also have our fantastic chaplain, Father Shea, and his team, who also support us with a food bank delivery service. So if students are ever struggling with food, we can make sure the students are never left hungry. But there's so much more we provide to students, but no matter what any student needs, we will thrive to accommodate any request to the best of our availability.
Brilliant. And one thing I'm just going to jump back to that you mentioned there, Niall, evidently we are probably, the people listening are maybe mammies and daddies or a sixth year applicant to the CAO this year, or potentially a fifth year student. Accommodation is obviously a question that comes up a lot. Yeah. If anybody who is interested in joining TUS in September and is wondering when should they start applying, when should they start looking, what kind of advice would you give them in relation to accommodation, evidently given your experience in the Students' Union over the last number of years?
Yeah, so when it comes to accommodation is it's a very daunting aspect when applying for college, but rest assured, like the Students' Union, as I said, we're here to support in any way we can. My advice starting off, accommodation is a massive chunk when applying for, you know, coming to college. I would advise look early. Always look at your different options, because there's no point in looking at one place and saying, right, I'm going to go there. That place might not suit you. It might not suit you in terms of finance, in terms of suitability, accessibility, all those kind of different factors should come into play when choosing accommodation. So making sure that you are searching around. There's loads of different accommodation options available. There is student accommodation apartments. There is private rental. And there's also digs and self-cater as well. So they're kind of the main three options available to students, but just making sure that you are asking the questions, you know, is it financially stable for you? Is the accommodation going to be suitable for you? Is it accessible for you? But just to make sure that you are searching every option available, but to reach out to the Students' Union if you are stuck with any questions or advice that may be needed. Often parents and students kind of worry with regards to, you know, is the accommodation legit? Am I paying too much money for this accommodation? Is the accommodation near the college? There's all these different questions that come into play, but rest assured the Students' Union will be here to help in any way, shape or form. You can just get in contact with us and we'll be
brilliant.
Happy to help.
I think something you mentioned there, Niall, as well, that is so, so important is the research side of accommodation. So it's not only just picking a place, it's looking at it from a much broader perspective. It's looking at your own needs and what is included in the accommodation. What type of a room type is it? Yeah. All of these things always come into play. And obviously financial is really important as well. And it's important to factor all that in, and distance from the college is so important. Do you have to get a bus? Is it a 2-minute walk? Is it a 20-minute walk? Mm-hmm. All of these things really come into play in the decision making process. And as you said, always have another option. If things don't suit you, what's other options for you? And reaching out to you guys, given your experience, not only working in the role obviously for the last 3 years, but obviously been a student here as well, you can give that kind of personal aspect as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I remember back to my own days now. I'm 6 years here at previously AIT, but at TUS now, and I'm a graduate from social care. But like that, when I came up to first year, accommodation was a massive thing, but simply reached out to the Students' Union, and I was guided and directed in the right way.
Yeah.
But just making sure that that accommodation is suitable for you, that, you know, you're not going over your budget, because mm-hmm. accommodation has gone up everywhere. You know, we've seen a student accommodation crisis, and by no means is that gone away. But my best advice is to start searching early, get your deposits down, but making sure that, you know, you're making the right decision, the right choices. But yet again, and I'll emphasize this massively, is reach out to us in the Students' Union. Mm-hmm. We will be happy to help in any way, shape or form we can.
So since you keep mentioning it, Niall, how do students, if they decide to study with us in September, how do they actually get in contact with you guys? Is there a Students' Union space here on campus? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's plenty of ways you can get in touch with us. I suppose the main point of contact would be to email our administrators. So we have Noel in the Midlands campus, and his email address is aitsu@ait.ie. And we have Mary in the Midwest, and that email is sureception@lit.ie. They would be the main point of contact. And what they would usually do then, they'd filter down the emails relevant to the officer. But you can also contact on our social medias as well, to Students' Union. So we're kind of under the current development of our new website. Mm-hmm. And that will be a new method of contact coming very, very soon. So it'll be your brand new Students' Union website. It'll be www.tusu.ie.
Excellent.
And we're hoping to have that launched for the new executive term in July. So please do keep an eye out for that. But like that, if you do have any questions or queries as well, you can also pick up the phone and contact us on 090-646-8067. And we'd be happy to help you in any way we can.
Brilliant. And I think just to finish up, Niall, I think it's important to actually ask this question. So what kind of issues can a student go to the SU for? So I know you've touched base on a couple of them over the last 10 minutes of this podcast episode, but just to kind of revamp and kind of overview of what they can kind of go to you guys for.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Students' Union, we always have had an open door policy, and we always will. So you can come to us and talk to us about anything. No issue is too big or too small or too stupid. We will try and support you in whatever with whatever issue we can, and we can support you and ensure that you are looked after your time here too. I suppose students usually come to us with one issue that often tends to branch out into more issues,
yeah,
which is always good for us because we can usually tackle all the issues there and then. Usually students come to us if they're having issues with their student accommodation, so that could be with their landlord or their housemates. A lot of students could come to us for financial assistance or support with their mental health issues they may be having in their academia, or if there's particular issues that a student may be unable to figure out what supportive service they need to seek help from, we will often refer them on to a service.
Brilliant.
Where needs be, mm-hmm. which is really, really good, because you know yourself, I remember back in my own days, you could have went through some personal issues and were like, who do I turn to for this? Yeah. What service do I actually require? Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what the Students' Union are here to do.
Brilliant.
So our officer undertakes so much extensive mm-hmm. Areas of training. At the start of the year, we go through like active consent, disclosure training, accommodation training, mental health first aid, representation training, and so much more. So like no matter what the situation is, mm-hmm. you come into us, we'll actively listen to you.
Yeah.
It's a non-judgmental, friendly environment. Mm-hmm. Us in the Students' Union, you could talk to us about anything, mm-hmm. and we will try our best to help you. So no matter what you may encounter in your time here too, mm-hmm. rest assured the Students' Union will be here to provide support and information for you.
Lovely, Niall. And I think something you mentioned there is so important. When you kind of do come to third level sometimes as a student, you might not necessarily know where to go mm-hmm. for maybe a certain assistance or whatever it might be. So it's great that they can go to you guys and be like, look, yeah. I'm struggling with whatever it might be. Can either you guys help me out? And it's great to know that you then refer them to the correct person or the correct department or whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we work on a daily basis with, you know, even the Student Resource Centre. Mm-hmm. We work with the Student Counseling Service and the Student Health Centre.
Yeah,
those are kind of the main kind of mm-hmm. areas. But we also work with external organisations as well as internal organisations. Mm-hmm. So if it is a case that you need any other service outside of, you know, the services provided on campus, we will be happy to do so as well. We have really good engagement, connections and relationships with other external organisations and stakeholders. So if there is something that you do need from an outside perspective as well, we'll be happy to assist you in anything, you know, even if it's making contact with Gardaí for some reason or anything like that, or other services such as St. Vincent de Paul. We'll be happy to make that connection for you and get the ball rolling essentially for you. But no matter what it is, please do come to us, and you know, don't ever be stuck no matter what the case is. The Students' Union, I suppose, is your as I said, your gateway essentially, but just to know that we are here. We're here to listen, we're here to support, we're here to give, we're here to advise, and we're here to make sure that you also have a good time too, and make sure that your student experience is one that you will not forget.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Niall. It was excellent to have you, and congratulations again on your presidency election. So thanks a million, Niall.
Thank you so much, Claire. Thank you.
So that was Tús at Lone 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.